impossible. My latest intelligence map shows there are no enemy units in your sector. You are not being shelled, young man.
All personnel, stay clear of the compound. All personnel.
Listen, buddy, I'm telling you. They've already knocked out one of our generators. They smashed our water tank, and we got three people wounded. Well, listen, if you don't believe me, listen for yourself.
See some fancy needlework.
Not now, Henry. I gotta control some bleeding. More suction, Sanchez.
Yes, doctor.
It's a mess.
Si.
Kelly. Mucho apreciado.
Major, your hands are shaking.
Well, it has nothing to do with the shelling. It's, my sinus condition. If anybody's scared, just let yourself be scared. You have nothing to fear but fear itself. Eleanor Roosevelt.
Colonel, your hands are shaking.
Well, it's Frank's sinus condition. I'm finished. Okay, get a dressing on that. How you doing, Pierce?
This kid's navel's going to be a showplace.
Now I know what they mean by a floating crack game.
Oh, my God. This man's a North Korean. I'm not operating on any commie.
Oh, come on, Frank, come on.
Well, what do they ever do for me?
They fix it so you can get a nice uniform, a steady job, and people salute you before they get to know you. Hold it steady, Sanchez.
Es que me tiemblan las manos, doctor. Los tiros, no estoy acostumbrada.
Suction, cha-cha-cha.
Doctor, the patient's ready, doctor.
Oh, I hope my American Legion post doesn't find out about this.
They'll take away your joy buzzer.
Get some restraint on him fast.
That's it! I refuse to operate on that slant-eyed yellow devil.
Finish here. I'll take care of him, you wonderful round eye.
Where did that Costa Rican nurse come from anyway?
The UN, the little place on the east side.
Foreigners? Why are there so many of them in a war?
Somebody put this guy under.
Pierce, I gotta get to the latrine for about 5 minutes.
I'll handle it.
I'd rather do it myself.
Leland, somebody put this guy under, will you? Somebody put a blanket on him! Hey, keep calm, everybody. This can't go on much more than forever.
Come on, give me that glove.
The glove.
Get it on. Come on.
Margaret?
Yes, doctor?
We need a lot of sulfur.
We've got plenty.
Somebody come quick!
What happened?
It's Colonel Blake. He's in the latrine.
Hooray for regularity.
It's been hit. He's trapped.
Debris the wound.
Tell me I need clean gloves.
Clean gloves.
If anything's happened to Colonel Blake, I don't know what I'll do. He's the bestest colonel that ever lived.
Hey, I said it now. What seat did he usually use?
On the far side. Fix your window here.
Henry! Hold it! I heard a moan. Colonel, if you can hear me, knock 3 times. If you can't, knock twice. Oh, Lord, he's dead. Henry, are you all right?
That's him! That's him! His wife sent a stateside paper for their anniversary. Colonel!
Oh, watch my other arm. I think it's
broken. Oh, my. Oh. Careful, sir.
Okay, he's still there.
Oh, get him out.
Come here. Come here. Father Mulcahy, he was on my left telling me about his sister.
Here he is!
Here, help him.
You all right, Father?
Come on, Father.
Sis and I picked up these apples from under the tree. I remember I said, you can't make a pie out of crab apples. And she said, I learned how in the Girl Scouts.
I'll be all right, just a little dazed.
She used brown sugar, and the crust was just so crispy and nice. Well, it was so good, we ate it all before dinner.
Get him back to his tent, let him rest.
Mommy came into the kitchen and said, what the hell's going on in here? I remember, Mommy, You know, that was the first time I ever heard you swear.
Come on, honey, let me get a look at that arm.
It hurts. Happy anniversary, sir.
Come on.
Take that toilet paper.
Boy, this really hurts.
Just be glad it's not your right arm or your career as a surgeon to go down the tubes.
Never mind that. What about my back swing?
Anybody got any gloves? Kelly?
Hey, Pierce. Can you get a Purple Heart for a toilet wound?
Colonel, was the officer's latrine really destroyed?
Was the officer's latrine really destroyed?
Gone with the wind, Frank.
Right. The thought of using the enlisted men's.
Get one of your own, Frank. Go into business for yourself.
Good idea.
Got another one.
Okay, right here.
Sanchez, come over here. Help me get this man undressed. There's a wire across his chest.
Don't touch him. That guy's booby-trapped.
It's a grenade under his arm.
Now, that offends.
Booby?
Booby kaboom.
Big booby?
Right. The pin is off. The wire is holding his arm to the handle of the grenade.
Pretty dicey.
Listen, we don't have to risk our own lives. We have a demolition expert right here in camp, Staff Sergeant Benson.
Frank, this is Staff Sergeant Benson.
Well, tell him to tuck his giblets back in and get back to work.
Well, it seems to me this comes under the heading of duty for enlisted personnel.
Oh, really?
Well, they do get their uniforms free, and we have to pay for ours.
Come on, Frank, we're all scared. If you're that scared, get out.
You'll talk about me behind my back.
Trap, we're going to have to do this together. You cut the wire.
You hold the grenade.
And I'll be in Scotland before you.
He's moving!
Frank, put him under, fast. Pull him down. Put your arm in his chest. Hurry up. Man, that's a hairy armpit.
Probably Italian.
Okay, Trap, cut.
Okay, quick. Towards the minefield.
Foreign object on my chest.
Everybody, cover the wound. Somebody clean this stuff up.
Take it easy. It's all over.
No more booby?
Booby all gone. George, cover that wound, will you?
Sure, I'm busy here, sir.
I am so afraid. You not afraid? You are afraid.
You bet your enchilada.
I put the phone out the window and it blew up.
Reluctantly, I have to admit that latest intelligence tells me you are being shelled. But there's nothing to worry about. You're being hit by your own artillery.
Well, isn't there anything you can do about it? We're being wiped out.
I tried to phone the observation post directing the fire, but they're all at the Bob Hope show. Hello? Hello?
What'd you pull it apart for? I just fixed it.
If I ever get out of this war alive, I'm gonna write a book exposing it all, and that guy's gonna be in it!
What's his name?
I'll make one up!
Well, you put me in it?
Yeah, page one.
Hot Cherokees.
That's, yeah. Settle down someplace. Take a load off your arm.
Yeah.
Where? My tent's been flat. First time in 6 months I get a toothbrush that's just right. Not too hard, not too soft. I got teeth like Turan Bay. I can't even find the damn bristles. Rayard, did you get through to anybody?
Yes, sir. HQ, we're being shelled by our own artillery.
They never miss.
I need help. The door to the supply room is jammed. We're running short on everything.
I'll give you a hint. Let's go. Rayard, get on the phone and get some help.
Klinger has to fix it first.
Then fix it, Klinger.
You ought to put him in your book, too.
Put him in your own book!
Years in medical school and I wind up a sheet metal worker.
Let me try.
You are strong.
Well, I was raised every morning. We ran naked in the snow.
We ran naked in the subway.
Plasma?
Plasma, sulfur, extra blankets. I'm Pierce needs rubber gloves.
Clothes horse.
Doctor, are you hurt?
Just the old football injury.
Knee?
Hemorrhoid. I spent a lot of time on the bench.
You better get out of here. It won't open!
Come on, let me try.
Trapped! This day's been too much. Just can't take it anymore.
Come on, honey. Take it easy. It's all right.
I'm so embarrassed.
Why?
I don't like you.
Easy, honey. Easy. Easy.
Everybody thinks I'm so tough and hard and efficient. And here I am crying like a baby. You mind?
No. It's the first hot water to hit my body in a year.
You're so understanding, John. No. No, please.
Look, we can't get out of here, and I sure as hell don't want to take inventory. The door's jammed. I mean, we've got cots, blankets, and a lot of extra plasma.
Help! Somebody! Help! Help! Help!
All that energy wasted on a door. Come here.
Help. Father, this is a lousy idea. The movie was supposed to take their minds off the shelling.
Lord knows, I tried. I sent for the yearling. A dandy picture about a boy and his pet deer. You see, his mother didn't want him to keep it, but they became very emotionally attached.
I know, I know. My cousin Floyd had the same thing with a goat. So, what happened to the yearling?
The jeep was hijacked by some Buddhist monks.
Monks?
The driver told me they'd all gotten haircuts that day and wanted to celebrate.
Is Major Houlihan here? Has anyone seen her?
I saw her about an hour ago. She and Captain McIntyre were running across the compound.
Well, where were they going?
Search me.
A war picture?
I tried to get the yearling. It's about this boy who becomes emotionally attached to a deer.
My uncle in Texarkana had the same thing with a mule.
Why can't I have a blanket of my own?
Conservation of body heat. 98 degrees plus 98 degrees is 196 degrees.
It doesn't work that way. You're just saying 196 degrees so you can get under the same blanket with me.
Are you questioning a doctor's medical opinion?
What are you doing with your hands?
Just saluting.
I don't trust you.
You don't trust me? John Xavier McIntyre? In my grammar school, on graham cracker day, I was elected crumb boy.
That's silly. Now, I'm going to lie down because I'm cold and tired. You have to promise me no hanky-panky.
I haven't even got a hanky, and I left my panky in my other suit. Besides, you have nothing to worry about.
I'm beat.
Hello, hello, hello.
Oh, we, came in here for supplies and a shell hit and the door jammed.
Oh, that's good for starters.
McIntyre, what's the meaning of this?
Frank, does paradise need a meaning?
We came in here for supplies and a shell hit and the door jammed and we made 196 degrees and that's all there was to it.
Just a trip to the moon on Gossamer Wing.
Attention, by order of Colonel Blank, all personnel will prepare a survival pack in case we have to evacuate.
Evacuate to where?
The Book of the Month Club will never find me.
Here, Trapper, you take this bottle.
Check.
We better go in separate trucks. That way one of us will be alive to care for our loved ones.
Major Houlihan claims that you were a perfect gentleman at all times in the supply room.
These enough?
Yeah. If we're captured, we'll eat them. When fear is near, I want you here.
McIntyre, the future is very uncertain for all of us. Now, I want your word that nothing went on between you and Major Houlihan.
Absolutely nothing. No kidding.
I heard that.
What?
I couldn't hear it. What did you tell Pierce?
Just boy talk. You taking all those nudist magazines with you?
Yeah, I'm reading a serial. It's called The Sunburned Fool.
The Rip.
It's the story of a woman who smuggles 10 pounds of pistachio ice cream out of a nudist camp.
Ooh, that's smart.
You. That's what you are.
Don't you rush, Frank. The next shell isn't due for 3 minutes. Can't trust these PX plots for anything.
McIntyre keeps hinting that something went on, Margaret.
We were exhausted. We slept. I told you.
Second shift to surgery, please. Second shift.
How can you wash your hair at a time like this?
Oh, well, if I'm going out, I'm going out with a clean scalp.
I don't understand what a woman could see in that man anyway. Egotistic old smart aleck. And he didn't even study medicine in his own state.
Frank, he does have a certain je ne sais quoi.
I should have known he'd talk dirty to you in Spanish.
Frank, I've told you over and over and over. We didn't do anything.
How far did he get? First base? Second base? Home plate?
What difference does it make? And what am I to you anyway? A beautiful plaything. A romp on an army blanket.
Oh, that's not true. We're soulmates. Don't we listen to Mantovani together? Don't we both trim the crust on our bread? Remember the morning when we held hands and said the Pledge of Allegiance?
Talk, 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 talk.
Margaret, I realized when you were in the supply room with him how much I love you. Margaret, I want to marry you.
What did you say?
I said I...
Say it again, Frank.
What? What?
Tell me again what you said about marriage.
Well, that last one was awful close. I better go see Colonel Blake.
You weasel!
South Korea, it's been the Bob Hope Show with Marilyn Maxwell, Jerry Colonna, Les Brown and his band of renown, and yours truly, High Ever.
What is?
Take it easy, Sanchez.
He's dead. Klinger, next patient.
This is Soul City Sue, bringing you G.I. Joe's Your Favorite Songs and reminding you that all your wives and sweethearts are being unfaithful to you.
Not true, not true. Don't pay any attention to her.
You know who's romancing them at home every night? Every Tom, Dick, and Harry.
There's a Harry at the country club.
Nah.
Rain wouldn't horse around with a busboy.
Take Sue's word for it. Go home, 121st Evac, MASH 4077. Go home where the big money is. Don't help imperialistic forces in Korea.
There's another Harry. Repairs the golf carts. He had dirty nails and he's always digging one finger in his ear.
I'll be right back. But first, here's a golden oldie to remind you of those wonderful cheating wives and mothers back home.
Father, will you ask Radar to get something else on the box?
Yes, sir.
Oh, jeepers.
Frank, you okay?
I've got to get into this chest. I don't know if I can do it.
You can do it. You've done that before.
Well, I just got so much on my mind.
Suction. Frank. Trapper tried, but no dice. She's all yours.
Well, I don't really know what you're talking about. All right, let's move it. Get cracking. Get gloves. And I want to nest this over here on the double.
Scalpel cinches.
What's that noise?
Sounds like silence.
Hey, the shelling stopped.
No more boom boom?
No more boom boom.
Testing. One, two, three.
Testing, 1, 2. Radar here. There's nobody on the radio now except Soul City Sue, so I figured I'd keep you entertained by reading you a letter from my mom.
Everybody dance.
Here goes. Dear son,
I got your lovely letter. You certainly asked a lot of questions. About the car, you may. About Jennifer next door, yes. About Eleanor Simon, she did once or twice, but not too much.
About your Uncle Albert.
No on drinking, yes on AA.
About the dog, Leon.
3 times in the bedroom, once under the washer, and twice on the cat. Testing. About the cat. We don't have one anymore. About your cousin Ernie. He's in the...
Oh, here we go again! Watch out!
Oh, ding busted. I wanted to hear about cousin Ernie.
Get ready to close. 306.
Get the next one ready.
Okay. Come on. Major Burns? Major Burns? Don't we have something to discuss? Something you asked me in my tent?
Tell us, Major. Where is answering service? The doctor isn't in. Leave your name, symptoms, and credit card number.
He's not going to welch out on it.
Frank, did you propose?
Figures. He was afraid he was going to lose her to you.
Frank, what kind of a guy do you think I am? We're colleagues, surgeons under the skin, in mortal combat with the enemy.
Besides, we'll have plenty of time together after you've gone home. Care for a little tonic?